Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Lady Tabitha. Today, welcome guests around the world. We have an awesome show for you. Coach Adams will be joining us shortly. I'm just stepping in for her, but we have a show for you. Many of you know about Azusa Street Ministry, but today we're going to bring to you just some anointed vessels that God has used in a very powerful way. I want you to help me welcome Fred and Wilma Berry. They have really, really just experienced legitimate suffering. They have found the recipe to success, and they've been so awesome. And we just thank them for coming on tonight to share their story. So without any further ado, my family, are you there, Mr. and Mrs.
We're
Berry?
Here.
We're here.
Welcome. So our listening audience, we're going to just start off. I want to set the tone for the story. And can you share with us, our listening audience, why you went? And first, let's tell them a little bit about your ministry. I want to give you the opportunity to tell about your ministry, and then we're going to share with them why you decided to walk on purpose and passion in this particular ministry.
Amen. Well, I'll let my wife open up, and she'll share the vision, and we're partners, co-laborers together, and she talks better than I do, so I'll let her talk.
You're very wise.
Oh, first of all, we got to introduce us. I'm Fred. She's Wilma. We're called God's Living Flintstone.
Yes. Isn't that exciting?
Amen. Amen. Yabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba do.
Amen.
That was one of my favorites, I got to tell you.
Wow. We have been, since 206 reopened the Azusa Street Mission on the historic site of the revival in 1906. And the Lord has given us the ministry of reconciliation, bringing people together and re-digging that well and being a steward over that well of revival. We are missionaries as well as a prophetic training center. We have meetings twice monthly as well as ministering to the homeless through various outreach during the month. And we travel to Brazil and Europe and Africa, wherever the Lord will send us, teaching and bringing forth the present truth revelation of what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church in this day.
Amen, amen. That is perfect. Now, why? Can we talk about the why? Like, how did this all come about? That is such rich information, and thank you so much,
right,
Loma, for sharing the history. Very important. Can we talk about now why? How did it all come about?
Well, you know, that's part of our great story in that we I got saved. I got saved after being a Baptist and in church for many years and, you know, no real passion. I got off the path. I wound up smuggling gold and diamonds in Africa. And then in 1992, you know, the story of the riots, the L.A. riots. There's a deeper story here. But in 1992, it was a watershed moment. That watershed moment was the riots in L.A. And so while we were having the riots in L.A., I was in Africa bringing gold and diamond back from Sierra Leone, West Africa. And at the same time was a military coup in Sierra Leone. The soldiers were coming from Ivory Coast over to Freetown in Sierra Leone, and I remembered hearing my mother's voice. I know it was the voice of the Holy Spirit, but it was a reminder, call on the name of Jesus. I called on the name of Jesus. He got me out of the country. I didn't wind up being a captive in a foreign country. I come back to America, diamonds in my pocket. I get fly into Amsterdam, look in the television, Los Angeles is on fire. And at the same time, the Russians dumped diamonds on the diamond market. The diamonds in my pocket were worthless. They meant they were worthless at the time. And so when I came back to L.A., a friend of mine told me about this very wealthy millionaire who was doing seminars in his house, and that was Alahaddy Hollingsworth. And it was there that I heard the voice of God for the first time. Wilma was in charge of the radio ministry, so she interviewed me as a first-time visitor to the ministry, and, you know, she instantly fell in love with me, and, you know, that's the history. Of course, that's my side of the story.
That was incredible. I had no idea.
Right.
You're going to have to come back and tell us that story, too.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, when I talk about legitimate suffering, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You can make mistakes, and God can use them to teach you. And so when I heard his voice, I became passionate. I was like, why didn't people tell me that God still speaks to people, that he is alive? I knew he died on the cross, I know he was resurrected, but nobody told me that God can help me with my needs for success today. And so out of that, we began to do youth programs. Our first youth program was, you know, in the high schools. But then we discovered this little house called the Bonnie Bray House. And so that was where God spoke to us after years of working in youth ministry, paint my house. And so that started the journey. We started asking people questions. And, you know, questions is the process of thinking. When you ask a question, you get an answer, and that answer causes you to make a choice. That choice determines your destiny and all the things that are rooted in what God has prepared for you. And so I asked the question of a Chinese church and a Hispanic church, both on two sides of this house, which is a historic house, the place where God poured out his spirit, called the Bonnie Bray House on 216 North Bonnie Bray Street. And each person, each pastor, told me the same thing. Yes, we know about the house, and no, I've never spoken to that pastor on the other side of the house. They've been there for 20 years and never spoken to each other. One was Chinese, one was Hispanic, and so they had legitimate reasons to not talk to each other. They could say there was a language barrier, but there wasn't. They both spoke English because I spoke to them, and they had never spoken to each other. So that drove my passion. That was the why. It's like, why? That became a burning desire. Why don't you guys talk to each other? Why aren't you guys, you know, you're Christians, you're spirit-filled Christians, you're Pentecostals. Why don't you, in the same block where God poured out his spirit, why aren't you talking to us? Something's wrong with this. And that drove me. We got the house painted, and Al Hollingsworth gave the first $1,000 to do that. We started our ministry of bringing people together.
Yeah.
And that's where we found the devil.
Exactly.
We began to find out people didn't like each other. Leaders didn't like each other. Denominations didn't like each other. Races didn't like each other. Let's say you're all Christians. This is not right. And so out of that, we started Bonnie Bray Day, which was our first event that we did on the Bonnie Bray Street. And out of that began our journey of making mistakes, legitimate suffering, but learning each time. Okay, this is what needs to be done. This is how you communicate with the Four Square. This is how you communicate with Assemblies of God. This is how you talk to Church of God in Christ. We were part of Church of God in Christ. And so we learned over those years, 95, 96, 97. And then we had a great success. This is the big problem. Most people don't understand the big success. We had 5,000 people on the streets of Bonnie Bray. We were working with March for Jesus.
Okay.
And God told us to stop.
Yes.
That's a good place.
Wow, that's a lot of rich information. I just want to back up a bit because I want our listening audience to really be able to process this. And first of all, I would like to give honor and give a shout out to our mentors, Mr. and Mrs. H. I got to tell you, it sounds like I'm talking with them. I definitely know I'm with them. I hear them, feel the DNA. So,
amen.
I love and honor and respect them, and we send them love, and they have just touched so many of our lives, myself, Coach Adam, yours. I mean, the blessing is just spreading all over the world for their faithfulness. When you came into the home and Sister Wilma interviewed you and fell in love with you instantly, I mean, this is where it all began. They're anointed to do that too, I noticed, to connect powerful couples for the Lord. And so, wow, you say communications, all the different religions. I know you're naming off different cultures and religions, and I've experienced some myself. And that is a job, just to get everyone to communicate and speak the same language and get on the same page. So that was a job in itself. So, and this is what year that you started off, Barry?
That was in 1995. We did our first Bonnie Bray Day.
1995, and today it is 2016.
Amen.
You know, I think about Dr. King when he was. You remind me of our. It's like Coretta Scott and Dr. King. They basically did the same type of movement, different cause, but very similar. And I often think that they know that we would be celebrating a day. And it's the same with you two.
That's right.
Where there's been, you know, it's exactly the same. You know, there's kingdom entrepreneurs and leaders that God has planted on the earth, and you two are definitely exactly that. And you've been through the excruciating pain. But there's also victory. I would like to know, I always like to know when people say, you know, because our listening audience, and for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I'm Lady Tabitha, her co-producer, and I'm just sitting in today for Coach Adams, and I'm talking to this beautiful couple, Fred and Wilma. Very our flip, they say yabba dabba do. One of my
God's living Flintstones.
Yes, they are the living Flintstones, and they're a beautiful couple.
Amen.
If you go onto your Facebook page, you can see their pictures there and their Facebook, and we want you to get in on the conversation. Hopefully we'll be able to take some calls later, but thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. I always like to ask our guests. They talk about the suffering because we have entrepreneurs and leaders of all ages, walks around the country that are building their businesses and walking in their purpose. And so we know that they're going through excruciating pain, but never before I've heard someone say legitimate pain, meaning that it's all purposeful. It's going to work out. Is there something that the two of you can think of that happened along the journey that, if God would not have stepped in and provided a miracle, you would not be here today, or it would not have happened?
There are so many things.
So many testimonies there. I'll share this one. I think it's important for everybody to hear. Is the story of rejection. We work with many leaders, many, you know, many different churches. And there were many that rejected our message of coming together in unity. But that rejection,
yeah.
those doors closing, sent us
mm-hmm.
to the right doors. And so people that rejected us, they didn't, it wasn't, well, some of it was out of spite. Some of it just didn't like us. And I'm just hard-headed enough to know if God says to do something, I go and do it. I believe what he says. And so you
yes.
will suffer. You will suffer rejection. You'll suffer mistakes that you'll make because you don't know the lay of the land. You don't know the politics of some churches. And so you'll have to learn. And the legitimate suffering is not that you make mistakes and you suffer, is do you learn from the mistakes? You can make new mistakes, but you don't have to keep making the same mistake over and over and over. You don't have to go around that mountain over and over. You can make new mistakes. And so we learned that lesson that, you know, mistakes aren't mistakes. They're stepping stones to your destiny. Just keep moving.
Yes.
But learn. Don't make the same mistake. And don't get stuck in the past. Somebody rejects you and you make a mistake, pick yourself up and keep moving. Because God has a destiny, and your mistakes are not mistakes that will stop you. They're just mistakes that you should learn from. Even, you know, moral failures. We didn't have any moral failures, but I know people that have maybe had, you know, divorce in their family or something happened in their relationships. Don't let that stop you. You know, forgive yourself, forgive the person, and keep moving because God does have a destiny, and people that are great, who become great, have lots of wounds, lots of pain. That's how they learn. And so my wife could do many more from there. But I think it's important people understand that good stuff comes from learning from your mistakes.
Right. And I would think another good example is living by faith. I mean, you really have to live by faith. Once my husband and our missionaries, and he kept saying, Lord, I want my wife to be able to travel. I want my wife to be able to travel. I mean, that was his heart's prayer. And then I lost my job. And so then I was free to travel, but, of course, the resources were, you know, cut off. And so then we have to believe God, and we went on for several years where I did not have a job, but the Lord provided for us every month. And we just stood on his word that he's faithful, that he wanted us to go forth and, as missionaries, that he's given us this ministry. And surely, 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 I can declare to you, we've been married 20 years, that God is faithful to his word and he is faithful to his people.
Amen. So would you say that losing your job may have caused legitimate suffering, but God somehow worked it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We live in Romans 8. Romans 8, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we know that the Lord worked it out. There was some suffering. There was legitimate suffering, but God was faithful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I hear laughter, and I can feel joy, and I'm sure our audience can feel and hear that too, because even though there was excruciating pain, you know, now you started off in 1995 and it's 2016. So that's a long time to walk on a journey, and a lot has happened. You talked about reconciliation, repentance, and then you heard the word of the Lord. There was a shift that happened. Can we talk about the shift that happened in the ministry?
Well, you know, this is where we are now with this grand gathering. We're about to celebrate the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. That's going to be on April 9, 2016. And so this gathering that we're doing, we're already pre-registering over 40,000 now. It was 30,000 just last week. And we're registering 2,000 people a day for this event. And so we're watching God do something that we know is impossible. We started this with nothing. We started this with a hope and a desire. Matter of fact, I almost lost my hope. I got to back up a little bit because
in 2000,
2008, many people will remember that was a traumatic year in America. That was the year of the great economic downturn. That was the year of Obama. That was the year of a lot of shifting happening in America. And so at that time, that was when my wife lost her job, by the way, was 2008.
Yeah.
You know, God is very, you know, he's an unusual God, because you would think you're praying a prayer of you want your wife to be with you on the mission field, that God would do it when, you know, things are financially very good. But that's not when he does it. He does it when things are at the worst. And so we had to live by faith from 2008 on. We had no visible means of support. She was unemployed. I'm full-time in the mission field. But God found a way. But in that moment, it was also the darkest time. I was rejected. And that's why I tell people, you know, when people reject, close the door. Don't worry, because that door, if it's meant for you to go through, at the appropriate time, God can open it, but he can also close. And so in 2008, a very important, significant ministry leader, an Anglo brother, was doing an event called The Call. He does The Call all over America. It's called, his name is Lou Engle. And so Lou Engle was doing The Call here in San Diego at the time in 2008, and we were celebrating Prop 8. Prop 8 in 2008 was when we actually had a chance to vote on same-sex marriage, and we approved legislatively marriages between one man and one woman. And it was African Americans and Hispanics who helped lead that charge. And so at that time, Lou Engle wrote a letter to African American leaders. Matter of fact, he didn't say African American, he said black leaders. And so when he said to the black church in the form of his letter and said, you should not vote for Obama, you should vote against abortion so that abortion will not be legal in America's political agenda. And I told him, I said, you know what, you're right, but you're wrong. And the way you wrote this letter, you're pointing the finger at the black church, and I thought we were one church. I thought there was not a black church or a white church, but one church. And so he got offended at my confrontation. That's sort of my gifting. I am a confronter.
Which comes in business. Which comes in business, right? It does come in business. So I'm glad you're talking about that, because that's what our listeners are experiencing, rejection and then conflict. Yeah.
That's right. All of these things are all part of the process. And so it was at that moment that this guy rejected what I said and me and my ministry and who we were and our position on Azusa Street. Now, we've been in Azusa Street since 1998. We moved from the Bonnie Bray House to Azusa Street. And so we were caretakers. We caretakers of the relationship with the Japanese. So those streets are a Japanese Buddhist neighborhood. And so we felt very slighted by that, but we continued on. We learned to be persistent. That's something you need to know. When God tells you to do something, be persistent. Don't worry about what people say. If God said it, you do it. If you don't change, you don't change. You stay where it tells you to stay. So
that's
it took
good.
6 years of rejection. And we still did our event. We did what we were in those
6 years
days.
Of rejection?
6 years.
Now, many people would have given up. 6 years of rejection. Many people would have given up. Absolutely. And I want to say to our listening audience, please have your pen and pad and taking notes. We are very, very fortunate to have these global ministers here with us and giving you these golden nuggets. So please take down notes and take it to heart, because this is God's grace and mercy and his provision for you, those of you that are listening, for them to come and share their story with us and tell us 6 years of suffering. Some people would give up in 6 months, you know, maybe 6 days, but 6 years.
And we're not talking about being ignored, but we're also being talked bad about.
Yes.
We're
and
being,
that hurts.
And so
that hurts.
These are ministries that have the financial ability to bless us, the conferences we could be in. We were persona non grata. We were kicked out of all of those important connecting meetings. And so that allowed us, where God opened the door for Brazil. So we wound up going to Brazil. God opened great favor for us in Brazil. And then in the midst of me
recognizing, you know what, it's better to be in Brazil where I'm celebrated instead of tolerated. I started making plans to move to Brazil. I said, they love me here. We speak to thousands, sometimes even millions on television in Brazil. And I was very happy. I said, you know, God, if there's no revival on this industry, we can have it here in Brazil. The Olympics are coming. Everybody's coming to Brazil. And so I was very happy and content in my place. I said, look, this is it. I'm happy, God.
Yes, and that's beautiful because that's the type of God we serve. After 6 years of suffering and being rejected, not an easy walk my brother and sister, and I just salute you. But, you know, I've been following you on Facebook all these years, and I remember when you went to Brazil, and I remember seeing the happy photos and people just loving on you all and praying for them, just thousands of people. Just I could feel the family, the togetherness, that they really just embraced you. So I'm a witness of that. And I was on the mountain with my sister Wilma when she was waiting for that time to come and be with her Boaz. So it's really interesting to see behind the scenes, and then 2016, you know, you are walking in victory. And so, listeners, this is so rich. This is so rich. We're going to be taking callers, listening audience. So prepare your questions for our guests tonight. They are more than happy to answer. Let's give them some tough questions because we're talking to generals tonight, okay? They are not privates in the military of the Lord. So
that's right.
Let's
we're
dig
soldiers.
Deep in we're soldiers, but they are lieutenants and generals in the army, and we're all a part of the Al Hollingsworth tribe. And I'm wondering, the training that we went through, that's one of the things that I'm grateful. You know, one of the things that it says about the two of you, you have great character, and your endurance like second to none. God had built you up for this. So
we were trained. We were trained by the Hollingsworth, mentored. You know, that's an important part of the process. We learned how to stand our ground. We learned how to hear God, know that he did speak to us, and that if he spoke, it was going to come to pass. But we needed to learn patience. And so, you know, there's a whole process of from your hope to a thing that you have to learn this process. But once you develop the patience has its perfect work. Because there's a purpose for waiting. Waiting makes you strong. Waiting makes you confident. You walk in what we call your birthright. So all of these things become apparent when you've gone through the test. So when your day comes, and see, when my day came, it happened very, you know, very nonchalantly. Well, I won't say nonchalantly, but I knew it was God. It was practice. And then when he did speak, and I was in my hardened position. Now, this is where we have to begin to understand. You can't stay in a hardened position. You can't stay in a place of unforgiveness. You can't be mad at people forever. Because that person that you're mad at may be the one God says, okay, now they're going to bless you. And so Louisa was speaking to me for 6 years. But then in 2014, he tells his story. Matter of fact, he just wrote an article that came out in Charisma Magazine and Elijah List. That's a letter to the African-American community. That he tells the story of how he and I reconciled. Because he called me, and I saw his phone number, and I was mad. I was like, 6 years, you guys have defamed me, you dishonored me. And so at that moment, I spoke, I heard the phone call, and I saw the number, and I said, oh, no, I'm not answering that call. I'm not, no, I'm not going to do it. And it went to voicemail, and the Holy Spirit filled my hotel room and said, answer the call. It was so simple. It said, answer the call. And so I argued. You know, you can't argue with God. You can say no. But I knew in that moment when he said, answer, calling back, and, you know, I tried to make the excuse. You know, like Adam, there are excuses you can make. I said, well, you know, I'll call him when I come back to America because my wife doesn't like me to make long-distance phone calls on my cell phone from Brazil. It's too expensive. Like God didn't know that. And he said it again. Answer. He said, call him back. And so
I yield it. And that's what you need to understand. You need to yield to the Holy Ghost. And when I yield it to the Spirit of God, calling back an expensive phone call, that was when an utterance came out of my mouth. The call of Azusa is what's still waiting for you, Lou. That was the word that Lou needed that launched the Azusa Now gathering, renting up the Coliseum, $1 million worth of budget available to me and my wife, partnership and friendship, restitution, reconciliation,
wow,
all of it in a moment on the phone. And it came from someone who wasn't even my friend, but now is my friend. How God brings people together for purpose is amazing. And so we're now walking together, and it's a partnership. It's like a marriage, you know. Marriages require communication, and that's really the key. I'll let my wife pick up on that part, but that's where we are
today.
Well,
before you start, sister, and share with us, because we can't wait. I'm just on the edge of my seat. I want to invite our listeners to press the number one. If you would like to make a comment or if you have a question for the Berries, please press the number one and we'll bring you in. And again, you're listening to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I am Lady Tabitha sitting in for her today. And I am with the Azusa Ministry, Wilma and Fred. I don't know why I always...
Berry.
And can you, before you begin to pick up where your husband left off, can you share with the full name of the ministry for me?
The full name of the ministry is Azusa Street Mission. And we have two websites, azusastreetmission.org, and that's A-Z-U-S-A Street Mission, all spelled out, all one word, .org. And our Azusa Fest .com. That's AZUSASEST.com. And that's going to let people, it's a free registration for Azusa Fest 2016, but we are asking everybody to register, and it'll give you the schedule and all of the details.
Excellent. And the first year you hosted Azusa was 10 years ago, is that correct?
10 years ago in 2006.
Wow, perfect. Okay, so we've laid it out. I wanted to make sure that they knew the correct name of your ministry, how to contact you, because this hour is going to go so fast, and I want them to be able to connect with you and be able to be a part of this awesome anointed movement. So, Wilma, take off where your husband left off, if I could say that.
Absolutely. Well, what my husband was talking about is praying for your enemies, walking in reconciliation, and heeding the voice of the Holy Spirit to do the hard thing, to go in the door when the door's been shut, even in your face. And so this thing that the Lord has given us, this ministry of reconciliation, we believe that this is the call of the Holy Spirit for this hour, that the body of Christ will be reconciled unto the will of God, and that the church will come into oneness, into unity, that all these divisional groups would recognize that we have in common the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And so that's what we're talking about. That's what we're looking for at Azusa Fest 2016 and Azusa Now. We want to see, and we're really praying fulfillment of William J. Seymour's prophecy. He prophesied over 110 years ago that there will be a greater than Azusa revival. There will be a greater outpouring, and many, many, many people around the world are praying for this greater move of the Holy Spirit of God.
Awesome. And, Wilma, what does NOW mean? I know that's an acronym that you used in your ministry, you and your husband. What does that mean?
Well, it's no other way. And so we know Jesus is the only way. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Perfect. So one would... you have to persist and just not quit. If we do that, we definitely will experience God's blessings and victory. I mean, just complete restoration, the story that you shared. And what is the lesson to be learned for our listening audience? Because I'm sure as entrepreneurs and business people, we come into conflict with situations, and that would be the last person like my brother said, that you want to talk to. You know, our natural inclination is to avoid. You know, we just don't think that's where the blessing would be. What is the lesson learned there for our up-and-coming business people and the people that are in ministry? What would you say to them?
Well, I know my wife would say, obedience. It really gets down to something really simple. God knows the way that we're going to go. He knows the path. And you follow him, it'll lead you to the promised land.
Amen. You know, and the thing is, one of my favorite scriptures is in Ephesians chapter 1, and it talks about how we are accepted in the beloved, how we've already been blessed. And our obedience to the will of God will cause us to recognize our destiny, recognize our purpose. And that's, we know we have a prophetic word over our lives and our ministry, that we're going to provoke people into their destiny. And so by our obedience, others can see us run after what God has given us. And we hope that this is Motivational Monday, but not just to motivate them, to inspire them, to stand on the word of God for themselves and to go after their God-given destiny so that they could fill the purpose of God in their very lives.
Wow, that's good. That's good. That's very good. Very rich. And is there love in there? That's one thing I do know about you, too. You're people of agape love. And that was one of the things that was very overwhelming for me when I met both of you. Is I just felt God's presence and his love come from your very being. And in order to walk in this level of ministry, you have to carry that. And would you say all of the suffering and learning the patience, did that bring you to a place of love and purpose? What would you say about that, family?
Well, I think a part of it is being at Coach and Mrs. H's, because what we learned is that your spouse is your friend. And so Fred and I started our relationship as friends for 3 years, just friends, and we Bible studied together, we shared in the Word, we ministered and served in the ministry at Christian Business Ministries Boston Movement. So we were ministering all this time together as friends. And then from there, the Lord spoke to our hearts that we were to be more than friends. And that's a whole nother story, but that love was developed through friendship. And I prayed that God would give me somebody who loved him more than me. And thank God, God fulfilled my prayer. And I say that if we can walk in this love of God and go after what God has for us, we can find our true mates and we can be in purpose. And that love that you're talking about is going to come forth for purpose.
That's beautiful. For we just left Valentine's Day, but, you know, that's a beautiful thing because ministry is like a reflection of a marriage and the love that God
has
for us. So thank you so much for just speaking to the men and women, because that also brings up the balance, you know. That would be my next question for you. How do you balance ministry and family life? You two travel a lot. How does that all work out for you? Can you share a little bit about balance? How do you keep life balanced?
I'll say my part, and I will say part. I think it's a matter of roles and positions that you're in. You have to recognize when I'm on the mission field, I'm mighty man of God, mighty man of great faith and power. And when I'm on the mission field, they say that about me. Oh, mighty man of God. But when I come home, I'm husband who takes out the trash. And my wife reminds me of that. So when I come home, with all my faith, I'm still husband. And so she's still wife in the mission field. We function as a ministry couple. But we've learned to function in those roles, to take off one hat, put on another hat. I'm CEO. My wife is vice president and secretary. So, you know, we have to learn how to recognize our positions, our roles, function in them, and still be in love with the function so that you can get the job done, because there's nothing like being unfulfilled. You've got to accomplish something. So, and I'm an A-type personality. I'm like, let's go kill it until we find it. And my wife is like, well, no, let's not kill it. Let's love it first. And so we learn our different roles.
Yeah,
so we balance each other.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that is the perfect balance.
Right. Well,
I'll add to that, Ms. Wilma.
Yeah, I'll add that, you know, also in Ephesians it talks about submitting one to another. Before it gets into chapter 5, you know, where the wives submit to the husband. And this submission thing is a power play. Submission is not a weakness. It takes a very strong person to submit to the will of God, to submit in the roles that God has ordained in marriage. And so many people are so rebellious. And I myself had to deal with that, and the Lord had to work on me with that. But rebellion is not about I got the power. Rebellion is that you won't discipline yourself. And so this thing about submitting one to another and then submitting as God has called us to respect the husband and husband to love the wives, if we walk in that, then we can see the glory of God in our homes. You know, we can see the glory of God. And, you know, it's about listening to the Lord and praying, wives praying for the husbands to be all that God has for them to be, and then vice versa, husbands praying for the wives. So this thing you're asking about, love, is a big thing. It's the recognition of roles and to also submitting to the will of God in our lives.
There's a wonderful scripture that I like. It's called the threefold cord is not easily broken. And that threefold cord is God in the midst of the marriage. And so I say that to many pastors. I say to them, you know, if you can't do the marriage, you can't do the ministry. Go sit
down
and work on the marriage, because if you can't do this, this is the first ministry. The first institution wasn't a church, wasn't a building, it was a family. And so people got to get first things right, that it is about your family foundation. When that's right, then you can go out and help other people. If you can't help yourself, you can't help nobody else. I travel on airplanes all over the world, and there's a protocol on every plane that I'm on, and they say, you know, if you ever experience any difficulty, please, their air masks are going to come down. When those masks come down, put yours on first before you try and help anybody else. Because if you're incapacitated, if you're weak, you can't help somebody next to you. And so that's what we teach people. We teach people in marriage, hey, you gotta have your own personal relationship with the Lord, both of you. And then that threefold cord, the Spirit of God will bring it together. And you'd be surprised at what you talk to God about and your wife talks to God about, and then what God says back to you will agree and bind you together. And you'll have victory, and you'll have confirmation, and you'll even have what I like to call spiritual information, you know, technology, because God speaks to my wife in dreams, and God gives me interpretation of dreams. So sometimes he'll tell her something, and she won't know what it means, but as soon as she tells me, I'll know exactly what it means. I'm like, okay, I got it. God's just spoken to us. And so that's how we march through to our destiny. And, you know, God's walked us around many traps and many mistakes that we would have fallen into, and even mistakes that we've fallen into, to help us remember, hey, I told you that, but you didn't listen. It's like, okay, I suffered. I made a mistake, but now I got legitimate suffering. I won't do that again. And when you talk to me about something like that, I'm going to pay close attention so I don't make that mistake anymore.
Yes.
And
Apostle Barry, part of the life. Yes, Apostle Barry, you have mentioned, I often hear you say, we have the recipe. And to me, that's what you just explained, the foundation for you to even go into the world. First, the foundation is solid, the recipe. I like when you say that. Motivational Monday. Listeners, you're tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I'm Lady Tabitha, sitting in for her today, and I'm having a wonderful conversation. I mean, we're getting more than we even expected today. They're even giving us foundational love instructions for marriage, because I know we have a lot of pastors and people that are married or will be married or want to be married, I want to thank both of you for being so transparent and just pouring out to our listening audience. Our subject today was carrying the flame of Azusa, and that's exactly what these apostles have done. And again, press the number one. Please don't be shy. This is a wonderful opportunity to be able to ask questions, and they're going to give it to you straight and from their heart, based in the Word of God and their experience. And so we would just really thank them for that. Is there any, what is that, would you say, and I would like to hear from both of you, the greatest lesson that you've learned in this journey? And I know that's kind of a tough one to put in a nutshell, but what would you say?
Well, I'll go first. The
greatest lesson
is to walk in forgiveness, because if you walk in forgiveness, any and everything is possible. You yourself, you forgive yourself, you're free. If you love and bless your enemies and forgive them, they're free. If we walk in forgiveness, anything is possible.
Amen.
Amen. I'll piggyback on that. Forgiveness is important, but also walking in the now. Because, see, if you're in unforgiveness, you're stuck in the past on something that happened some time ago. And so when you come into the now, that means you have to leave the past. You have to let it go. And when you're in the now, you can hear God. When you hear God, he speaks a rhema word, a word with a picture. And then that picture is what you do. And you can't hear God in the past. You can't hear God hoping for the future. You can only hear God right now, because faith is only now. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the word of God is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. So when he speaks to you, you can bet what he says is going to come to pass. And all you have to do is continue to listen to his voice and be led by his spirit. And even if it's something that you have, you know, like with me and Lou, you know, it was something I had to let go of. I mean, he offended me, and I could have said, you know, he's wrong and I'm right. And it took you 6 years to say you're right. But then God said, return his call. And so when I returned his call, everything changed. God spoke in that moment. We reconciled. And then I gave him a word. That word was what we're doing right now. And out of that word came the resources, the context, the things that we needed to push us into the next level. It wasn't just reconciliation. It was restitution. I mean, we're partners together. I mean, he's got a budget over $1 million. I mean, we're doing things that we never thought possible. All because I answered the call and I wasn't in for unforgiveness from 6 years ago, what he did, what he said, which was wrong. But now, in the now, it's like, okay, we're forgiven. You're forgiven, I'm forgiven, let's walk together. Let's go with God.
Wow. Well, that's amazing, because it sounds like Coach Adams and I were having conversation behind the scenes, and she's listening and she's so excited. She's saying, I think we have another show. And so we're hearing a show to talk about balance. You and Wilma do such a good job talking about that. We'd love for you to come back and talk with our listening audience about balance. But I'm also hearing, as you were speaking, forgiveness, both of you. When I ask you, to, in a nutshell, forgiveness and love, because forgiveness, like my sister said, it frees everyone and the whole process, and then God can work. And so this has just been a rich time, and I want to give our listening audience, our time is coming to the close, and again, listening audience, please go to their Facebook, go to their website. We're going to give you that information again. And also, I want to encourage you to visit CoachAdams.com. We want to hear any shows that you may want us to talk about, and just reach out to us, and it's a great way to stay connected to Coach Adams and I. I would like to also for you two to talk about, again, how could, if a person wanted to participate in the Azusa Fest, how do they do that?
Okay, perfect. Well, one thing I want to announce, that actually Coach Adams is the MC for our Leaders Lunch on April 8th, and that lunch is to honor Apostle Bill Hammond, who is the father of the prophetic. So all of this information is on AzusaFest.com. That's AzusaFest.com. They can register, free registration. The luncheon tickets are available there. And the speaker for that luncheon is our mentor, Al Hollingsworth. So that's April 8th.
Oh,
we're going to have an awesome time from 12 to 2 p.m. listening to our coach, honoring a mighty man of God, Bill Hammond. And then we're going to have Coach Adams as the MC of that event. So we've got many people coming in from all over the world, from Brazil, from Paris, from Africa, Canada, all over. People are coming from all over the world to be at this event. So I just invite everyone here in Los Angeles and California to come down. That's April 7th, 8th, 9th through the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that
and
is going to be
our
feet
is the cup of life is washed away by the blood of Jesus.
I'm hearing a little, yes, sir?
Yeah. Our theme is the color line is washed away by the blood of Jesus.
Wow, that's powerful. The color line is washed away by the blood of Jesus.
That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent.
Amen.
Very true.
If also, Lady Tabitha, if people want to call us, we're open to receive their calls. They can call us in the office at 323-692-7268. Again, that's 323-692-7268.
Excellent. How can our global listening audience support the vision as you celebrate the 10-year anniversary?
Well, if they go to azusafest.com, there's a button there that says donate. And you can donate from many of the different nations and different currencies. So not just dollars, but people can give Brazilian dollars or Mexican pesos. It'll take different types of currency from all over the world. And we're asking people to sow a seed in the Azusa Street Mission and that heritage so that, one, we want to buy our property back. We believe God can give it to us. And if 800 million Pentecostal believers gave $1, we would all see the heritage back
in our
hands.
That would be amazing. Amen. So those of you that are listening, you may not be able to be in the building at the celebration, but sow a seed. If we all send a dollar, that will make a huge difference. And I know you want to be a part of something great. This is history in the making. We are so fortunate that we have the opportunity to meet God's apostle here with us today. And then you can also join the celebration. You can go to their website. You can plant a seed. It's awesome ground, if I could say it that way, to plant in. And God will return it back to you a hundredfold. That's amazing. I'm glad you shared that. And all different, they travel all over the world. So their website will receive any type of currency. And so we just praise God for that. So I want to encourage everyone to do that as soon as you get the opportunity. That would be amazing if we could buy the land back, like the apostle said. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience family?
Yes, I wanted to share that, you know, we are intercessors and we are constantly praying for people. People call in for prayer requests. They're sending them on our Facebooks, and we have a prayer call in on Tuesday and Thursday. So if you have a prayer request, we would love to stand with you in prayer. Feel free to reach out to us and contact us and let us know how we can stand with you in prayer. I mean, we're preaching the gospel. We want to see souls saved. We want to see people delivered. We want to see people healed. And if you are in a place where, you know, you may be overtaken by a spirit or something, we believe that the word of God works. We believe in deliverance. And twice a month we're having apostolic prophetic training because we want to see people equipped with the word of God and moving forward into what God has for them. So, again, you know,
please
call us at our office, 323-692-7268. You'll find out about the meeting. And also we can be able to stand with you in prayer.
And Coach Adams and I, we would like to place that information on our Shape Up form where we keep in contact with our listening audience. And we would love to invite both of you to come on and blog with our listening audience because we want to make sure that they're connected to you. And I really just want to salute you because not only are you preaching the gospel, but you're equipping God's people. That's like a whole nother phase. To equip
Amen.
God's people to do the same. And deliverance. We can all accept salvation, but the deliverance part is what's really going to take us into our purpose. Would you agree
That's
with
true.
Me, family?
Absolutely.
Amen.
You're blessed to be a blessing, so you've got to be blessed first, and God will deliver you first so you can help somebody else. Put your mask on first.
put your mask on first. Don't forget it. Apostle Fred said it here on Motivational Mondays. But I have one more question for you, Apostle Fred. I know you're a lover of history. Was that what attracted you to the vision? Did it have anything to do with it? Because we know that you're a lover of history, very profound history person.
Right. I think that was part of my DNA. You know, that's my makeup. God makes people a particular way. And so I love history. So that was the attraction. It's like, wow, this happened 100 years ago. And that's what caused us to want to get the house painted. Like, if this happened here at this house, why does it look like this? Because the house in the early days in 1995 when we started was dilapidated, falling apart. There was weeds growing up between the steps and the paint was peeling and you could see holes in the floor. And so that provoked me. This is God's house. Why does God's house look like this? Somebody needs to do something. And whenever you point your finger at somebody or at people and say somebody needs to do something, that one finger is pointing at people, but then there's 1, 2, 3 fingers pointing back at you. That's the key to your passion. That's the key to your destiny. What bothers you? If that bothers you, then you're the one to solve the problem.
Ah, very good, listening audience, because I just grabbed that one and chewed on it myself.
That's a nugget for free.
Yeah, that's a nugget for free. Perfect. You know, another question I have, I'm really hoping that our listening audience, that we have youth listening, because history is very important and that they are our tomorrow. Do you have involvement with youth in does this a ministry in the festival? Are you teaching the youth as well to carry on this mantle and the fire?
Right. In Brazil, we do something called the Azusa Street Prophetic School. And so we train, you know, pastors, leaders, and young people how to prophesy. We connect the dots of history, what God has done in the past. We use Azusa Street as a reference point. But that's only one point in history. We go all the way back into the Bible, to the book of Genesis. Is that God did it here, he'll do it for you. He did it for King David, little David, the little guy on the backside of the mountain, he'll do it for you. And so these are all reference points. The word history is a very important word. It means his story. This is his story. He's shown us what he can do. The Bible is a reference. It is a history book. It's a reference book of what God has done and what he will do for you. And all you have to do is believe the history. Believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. If God conquered death, he can certainly handle your little problem. I don't know what your problem may be, but if he overcame death and all the other things that he was despised and beaten and bruised and arose on the third day, he can certainly handle your problem. He's got proof. He's got history that he is an overcomer, and you can trust him. He's got the goods.
Amen. On that note, I think you have said it. Sister, do you have something to add to that?
Wow. That was a gospel in a nugget. And so if anybody's listening to us, they just are motivating, they're just a business person, I would say to you, your business is going to work if you get Jesus Christ as your partner. Today is the greatest day, the now time, to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we would encourage you to make that move so that you could have upward mobility in your business, because you would be then heaven bound. So we love you with the love of the Lord. Again, feel free to call us at AzusaStreetMission.org or call us in the office, and we'd love to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you or more about Azusa Fest 2016.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. We appreciate you being here with us on Motivational Mondays, Coach Adams and I. She has been listening to this entire show, and we are just cool, and we are motivated, and we are empowered, and I know our listening audiences as well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
We'll
you can do it.
You can do it.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Amen. So we are coming to a close tonight. We want to make sure that everyone comes back next week. Coach Adams will be teaching on Shape Up, to get into shape series. And we want you also to connect with her on our Facebook, CoachAdams.com. Come to our Facebook forum, and we'll see you there. We'll continue this conversation. And, again, put your hands together and help me thank our own Wilma and Fred. I should say Fred and Wilma Berry, our own modern-day Flintstones. Yabba-dabba-doo, you can do it, and we'll see you on the other side. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Thanks.